We'll give you some other news relevant to the TJ Smith in just a moment. But first, let's go out to Randwick. Nivesh Ramdani is there while the trials are on. Trial 7 about to take place. Morning, Nivesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
Bit of noise out there, mate. How's the track given? And first of all, how much rain did we get around this time yesterday?
All right, so we had that heavy downpour yesterday morning. We had 18.6 through that, and then another 0.2 overnight, which was just a light sort of drizzle that we received. So 18.8 in total. Look, it came very heavy, which is a good thing. It generally moves through the profile fairly quickly when it rains the way it did. And, you know, given that we've had some horses gallop on the course proper this morning,
yep.
And the track's currently rated a soft 5.
A soft 5. Some suggestion from a couple of the jocks I know on social media that they feel it could have been worse than that.
Yeah, look, some certain areas, probably particularly where they've sort of gotten over, you know, where the concentration of damage has taken place. But, you know, on a race day, I don't think it'll be as bad as that. We also got a good day sort of coming up tomorrow and on Thursday as well. So there will be some drying. But, yeah, look, a soft track at the moment with that rain.
So it's a good day tomorrow and Thursday, and then we hold our breath again for later on in the week.
Yeah, that's it. And they're forecasting a bit more showers sort of Friday and Saturday. I'm hoping that changes as we get closer to the weekend because it generally can. Hopefully that reduces. But at this point, we sort of have a threat of rain come this weekend.
Okay, we'll monitor that. But as you stand at the moment, you're confident that course proper is in the soft 5 region?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, I'm fairly happy with the way the track is at the moment.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot, Nivesh. We'll talk to you during the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nivesh Ramdani with the latest there for Randwick and the first day of the championships coming up on Saturday. Now, in regard to the TJ Smith, it's going to be a relatively small field. I'd be saying somewhere between maybe 7 and 10. Rubik hasn't been paid up for this morning. They're going to wait for the Arrowfield Stud Stakes after running in the Galaxy, so no Rubik. We can also tell you that Lucky Hustler, who won the William Reid, wasn't an acceptor this morning. Darren Weir is waiting to run Lucky Hustler in the all-aged at Randwick on April 18. That's the plan there. Fontalina was accepted for this morning. Gallop with Villa Verde after returning back from running in the William Reid. We understand that Glenn Boss has been booked to ride Fontalina. But no miracles of life. They've decided, Peter and Paul Snowden and the owners have decided to wait for the Sangster in Adelaide coming up in mid-May. So no miracles of life. And neither Angelic Light. It's not there. It will go to the Sangster into the Goodwood. But we can tell you that Famous Seamus will be running in the TJ Smith. As long as that track doesn't get too wet, everything is spot on there. And Rain Affair, as we know, is... I'm just hearing information here from Pride Racing that Rain Affair has been accepted for, as well as Terra Vista and Tiger Tees. So Joe Pride will have three in the TJ Smith, Terra Vista, Tiger Tees and Rain Affair. So there's some news relevant to Saturday's TJ Smith. That final field won't be far away. Let's go to New Zealand. Donna Logan is online. Morning to you, Donna.
Morning, Andrew.
Plenty of drama unfolding over here with the Doncaster and the like, but you had your own drama last week with Rising Romance. How's she progressing?
Look, she's good. She galloped beautifully this morning with Volt Stock and Barrel. Course proper at Randwick. It's quite heavy and testing, but both horses got to the line strong. Heart rates were very good after their gallop, so both riders were very satisfied.
So it sounds like off that the heel issue with Rising Romance, it's now a mere memory?
Look, we put bars on her, Andrew, and the minute we did, she was a lot happier. And I think with the rain that they've had in Sydney, it's only going to play into her favour.
Exactly. So she galloped this morning, and obviously we're probably a couple of hours after that gallop. So the good sign, I guess, is that you haven't had a call. I know you're back in New Zealand. You haven't had a call, but there's a problem.
No calls. Don't want to hear from them.
No, and you've told them that quite clearly.
Yeah.
So the expectation is that if everything stays the way it is now, will she run Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so she'd run in the Chairman's and then probably go to the Sydney Cup if she runs well.
That's correct. That's okay. The plan.
Righto. How's the other horse, Vox Stock and Barrel?
He's thriving. He's absolutely thriving. He put on weight. He galloped good and he needed the gallop and company just to make him do some more work. But again, got to the line strong and had some horse left and, you know, some power left in the tank.
Sounds like it's just training on the way you want it to.
Yeah, very happy. You know, we wouldn't have wanted to see him tired and lethargic and losing weight, then you'd be in trouble. We're going the other way, so that's the beauty.
Well, and considering it's his first trip, you know, away from your stable, really.
Very first trip away. Never been off the property or stayed a night away from the property. So pretty incredible, I must say.
Yeah, no, that's good. All right, so does Craig Williams ride Vox Stock? Does he stay on?
Yes, he stays on, and he galloped him this morning, so that's another bonus.
Right, he's getting extra feels on the horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Rising Romance, who'll ride her and the Chairman's?
This Saturday, James McDonald.
James has got the chance, righto, that's good. All right, well, I don't want to hear from you, okay?
Okay. All right, Andrew.
We had too many discussions last week.
We did.
All right, good luck with the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks, Donna.
That.
Donna Logan joining us there from New Zealand. So Rising Romance seemingly back on. The weather, I guess, dependent on those bars, whether the bars stay on or normal race plates. We'll wait and see what happens with the track conditions. But Vox Stock and Barrel training on perfectly to run in the Derby. We can tell you that Mongolian Khan was probably a fresh first run in Sydney, according to Murray Baker this morning when I spoke to him. Horse has done a lot of swimming, freshening, taking that slight edge off the horse from that first run. He galloped well this morning and is right seemingly on target to run a lot better, in the words of Murray Baker. That's Mongolian Khan on Saturday. Just getting some extra news coming through here from different people, all sweating on the Doncaster. For those people that are texting me, as soon as we get the draw, or the Doncaster Mile Field, the Australian Turf Club board are meeting right now, and as soon as a final field is determined, we'll bring it to you here on Racing HQ. Well, looking forward to being a part of the English coverage of the sale starting this time next week, Tuesday the 7th, 8th and 9th of April. And joining us is Jonathan Darcy. Morning, Jonathan.
Andrew, we're all looking forward to having you here. Certainly the cafeteria is gearing up, so it's going to be a very good week and already action here at Newmarket.
Hang on a sec. You can't go to the cafeteria and the first thing you mention about me.
No, it's going to be great to have you and Caroline fronting the broadcast here. And, of course, you know, a lot of people, a lot of interest is now focused on these yearlings. We saw a great performance, of course, by Fenway to win the Group 1 Vinery on Saturday, an Easter graduate. So, once again, just highlighting what a great horse you can buy from this sale.
Exactly. Now, we're going to continue talking with different studs and properties tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and early part of next week and over the weekend. But the ones that we spoke to last week on our Racing HQ program, and I know you were out in the Hunter Valley at a similar time, a lot of people, a lot of trainers out there having their final looks before they come to Newmarket.
Look, Andrew, it's interesting. I think this has become very popular with trainers and agents and interested parties going around looking at the horses on the farms. Of course, it's a little bit more, it's a quieter sort of atmosphere. It's not as rushed as, of course, a sale day or, you know, in the inspection days here where you've got a lot of activity and the horses are on edge. When you go to the farms, not only do you see the horses in a nice quiet atmosphere, but you get to see where they're raised. So I know a lot of, the leading breeders, a lot of the leading trainers and agents love to see where horses are grown out, and I think that's one of the advantages of getting people up into the Hunter, because if they haven't been there before, they can see what great facilities and what great pasture and paddocks these breeders have got to raise these great horses, and I think it gives you a really good indicator of how the horse has been raised.
And the change of their bodies too, it must be dramatic when you see a lot of these trainers see them regularly, but just from a young horse to where they are now as a younger, sort of a slightly older horse, their body must change.
Oh, correct. I mean, these horses have been in preparation for about 12 weeks. So they come out of the paddock and they begin by being taught how to lead. And they're put on a fairly gentle regime of physical activity just to build up their muscle tone. Of course, you know, these are growing horses. They're young horses. So they're very careful. You know, the studs and breeders that prepare these yearlings, they're careful not to push the horses too hard. But the whole idea is to get them toned so that they... people can see their athletic ability. I mean, they're going to be asked to walk an awfully long distance here in short, sharp bursts over the space of about 7 days. So they've got to be toughened to that sort of walking regime. So there's a lot of hand walking. Of course, there are horse walkers that are also utilised from time to time. But the best thing to prepare these yearlings is to get them walking beside their handler. You'll see a lot of the handlers lose a little bit of weight over the previous couple of months because it's hard work, early mornings and late afternoons. But I'm sure anyone who pops out here to Newmarket over the coming week or 10 days are going to see some fine equine athletes, and that's good preparation because, of course, a lot of these horses will be leaving the sales complex and going straight to horse breakers to be broken in and then on to trainers to start their racetrack lifetime experiences.
Okay, now the sale, as I say, begins next Tuesday morning, April 7 at 11 o'clock. When do the yearlings start arriving out there at Newmarket?
Andrew, we had about 50 horses come in on Sunday, and we've had something like 100 come in this morning. I know today is a very big delivery day. So we've got on our website a parading schedule. So as of tomorrow, there'll be something like 300 horses available to be looked at from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And pretty much from Wednesday, you're going to have the majority of the horses available to be seen. So anyone, any of the trainers or interested parties who are looking to get out and start their inspections for the sale, I'd suggest if they want to come out from tomorrow morning, there'll be plenty of horses to have a look at.
Okay, and really building up over the weekend. I know many people will be out there Sunday in particular, Sunday, Monday, when there's no metropolitan racing, or particularly Sunday, because Monday being Easter Monday, there is a city meeting. So, and we say this every year, but again, we say to our listeners, if you haven't been to a sale or you haven't gone out and looked at yearlings, you can go out there and you can stand next to leading trainers and listen to what they're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Let's just arrive out here at Newmarket. And for those listeners who haven't been here, we're just up the road from Randwick. So if you keep going up Allison Road and turn off into to Botany Street, and we're just below the Prince of Wales Hospital. We've got parking not only on site, but also in a couple of the schools that adjoin our property here at Newmarket. So we've got car parking available for anyone who's coming out. And, of course, just pick up a catalogue at a reception. And just look, even if you stand around the parade areas, you can see the likes of Gay Water. House and Mick Price and Peter Moody and Tony Gollan, all these trainers from around Australia, and of course the international buyers like John Warren and John Moynihan, and it really is a bit of theatre to watch what they're looking for. And look, it's like being at an athletic meet. You see the horses walking around, and there are different shapes and sizes, and it's no trouble to mark a few in the back of your catalogue and follow them through on the racetrack.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll talk to different stud properties over the next few days to get more insight into what they're bringing to the English sale and what's there. Jonathan, we'll stay in contact with you along the way as well. And as I say, Racing HQ next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 3 days of the sale will be there between 9 and 10, and then a coverage, of course, on Sky, Thoroughbred Central, and I know it'll be on 7.2.
That's correct, yeah. Tuesday and Wednesday on 7.2 if people aren't subscribers to Sky. But look, it's one of the things we think is important to bring to the people in the street, the theatre of our sales. And I think it has proven to be very popular in the past. I'm sure the addition of yourself assisting Caroline is only going to increase the viewership.
Yes, thank you. You've had a go at me there, and you've had a go at the cafeteria.
I'm being very nice to you. Trust me.
Yeah, okay. As long as you mean that, that's all right. I was a bit tongue-in-cheek. The first one. Thank you, Jonathan. Have a good week. We're building it up. Looking forward to being there next Tuesday. Thanks a lot.
And yeah, look, all the best of luck to owners and trainers with horses racing at the championships. It's a magnificent time to be in Sydney. It's going to be an exciting 10 days.
Yeah, it will be. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Jonathan Darcy joining us there from Inglis. We've been able to grab David Hayes this morning. Criterion Spillway trial just after 8 o'clock on the inside grass at Randwick. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, Andrew.
I presume you're in Sydney?
Yes, yep. In Sydney and about to start expecting yearlings.
No, you're about to head out there. Well, mate, Criterion and Spillway in this first one. Criterion ran second behind Ecuador Untouched, and Spillway went to the line Untouched, but really nice work out wide late.
Yeah, Spillway not as home as at home on the rain affected, but was very good coming from last. And look, I think he's in great form heading, you know, out of the Australian Cup. And Criterion, he couldn't have been more impressive. He was never came off the bit. We tried him in a barrier blanket because he's got this little habit of stepping a bit slow.
Right.
And I think it helped him a bit. He'll probably race in a barrier blanket at his next run.
Just because of that slight... And in these races, you can't afford it, can you? You know it better than me.
You know, when you're racing against the best in the world, you don't want to give them a start every time.
Now, just for clarification, are they both going to the one race?
Both going into the Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth,
we've avoided temptation of the Doncaster. Yeah. I just thought they'd both be, you know, run better fresh.
Yep.
I think they're right in the zone, so we're I elected to have an easy trial rather than a hard run the Doncaster.
And I mean, they're both in terrific form. You would have been thrilled with the two runs of Criterion back.
I think he's been rating as good as he's ever rated, and he's showing a lot of enthusiasm for it, and we're very happy with him.
Okay, so they're both off to the Queen Elizabeth. Dave, we're waiting for these fields to come out for Saturday. Stay with me. What have you ended up doing there?
No, I've turned her out, Andrew. I think she's a really good filly heading towards the Guineas next year, and she's just a little bit immature at the moment. A high talent, but a bit immature.
What about Wawail?
Look, she'll probably have another easy week, and I might bring her back for the Swettenham start in Adelaide.
In Adelaide, okay.
Yeah, and I just think she'll run a mile eventually, but probably not right now. Not
yep, yet. Okay. All right, well, we'll see what happens during the week. Thank you for that, mate. I hope Sydney's a good stay for you with the sales coming up next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good on
you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. David Hayes there. So Criterion Spillway, both pleasing David Hayes this morning and both going to the Queen Elizabeth on Saturday. Week's Stay With Me, the two-year-old well-bred, has gone for a spell. Just some other news before we go to the break. Savaria, the New Zealand Oaks winning filly. They will accept as a late entry next Tuesday. The owners are still deciding on what Australian jockey will take the ride on Savaria. The horse, the filly, had a gallop between races in NZ last Saturday under the guidance of Hayden Tinsley, and Hayden got off and said she feels exactly where she was when she won the Oaks. So we'll wait and see who rides. It will be an Australian jockey. We're probably going to know over the next day or two. One thing I should have mentioned in regard to the Doncaster, and for those that may be just tuning in, the Australian Turf Club board are currently meeting to finalise the final 20 plus emergencies in the race. Arabian Gold was an acceptor this morning. Yesterday had a corn in a heel. The race plate was taken off. The lameness isn't as bad this morning as was yesterday. The race plate will go back on later this afternoon, and the horse will have a testing gallop tomorrow, but is in the field Arabian Gold as it stands right now. So there's nothing like the championships. It's the second year, but this morning there's been and continuing to be a little bit of drama. Who will make the final 20 in the Starred Doncaster? The Australian Turf Club board meeting on that as we speak. It's 28-10 Racing HQ.